and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound. You're listening to it here on cinematicsound.net. This is the show dedicated to the music of film, television, and video games. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On the program today, we're listening to the very best scores written in the new millennium. And we have now come to our top three of all time. We're going to open up with music from our number three best score of the new millennium, and it comes from the 2004 film Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow. The film at the time featured never-before-seen special effects and was the first feature film shot entirely against a blue screen, with every frame digitally filled in after principal photography was completed. The film was the brainchild of Cary Conran, who wrote and directed this film. It was his film debut and was produced by John Avnet. Next to Secret Weapons Over Normandy, which is a score we featured in our last part, this is, hands down, going to be the most fun you will have with a score on this countdown. Now, Sky Captain of the World Tomorrow is a big tip of the cap to films and comic books that came before it, and I think composer Edward Schirmer is tipping his cap to the golden age greats of Franz Waxman, Eric Wolfgang Korngold, Mikolas Rocha, Max Steiner, and the modern day masters like John Williams and Lee Holdridge, just to name a few. Here, Schirmer resurrects the leitmotif approach in his score. There's a nice little love theme for flutes and strings, as well as an evil motif that is heard during the many action cues in this score. Of course, there's a main theme for Sky Captain, which is heard right off the top of the score. But the theme that repeatedly puts a smile on my face is Frankie's theme. Frankie, played by Angelina Jolie, and it's heard during the track Finding Frankie and the Manta Squadron. You can also call it the Manta Squadron theme. It's just fantastic. And actually could have been substituted with the Sky Captain theme as the main theme of the picture as well. Also, as I said, if you love action cues, then you're going to eat this score up. The orchestration is actually what really drives the score, and there's some wild and colorful orchestrations and some frenetic, really fast-paced action material in this score as well. It's just an outstanding score and is the number three best score of the new millennium. It's Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow, original score composed by Edward Schirmer.
Thank you.
That was music from the 2004 film Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow, composed by Edward Shearmer. That was the third best score of the new millennium.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Our number two pick for best score of the new millennium actually made its way from the bottom of this countdown during the years all the way up to number two, and that was because of repeated listens and me just time after time falling in love with this score over and over again. The film is called Pavilion of Women, really a critical and financial bomb, and I've heard nothing but the worst about this movie. But the score was composed by Conrad Pope, and it's the best thing he has ever done. And the film was released in 2001, and that's our sixth 2001 score here on this countdown. 2001, an extraordinary year for film scores. As for the score itself, I don't know if it's the John Williams influence or just the diversity of the score, but this underrated score is absolutely magnificent, and I don't think too many people have heard it. Some cues are completely ethnic in orchestration. Then there are some cues with traditional orchestral orchestrations, Western symphonic orchestrations. Then Conrad Pope adds a chorus, some percussion, some uplifting cues, tragic cues, great thematic material. I could go on and on and on. It's a great smorgasbord of everything you can love about film music. It's a mix of both Eastern and Western musical sensibilities, which is what I think really sold me on this score. And who can go wrong when you add an instrument like the erhu, which is a fascinating instrument to listen to, and it's been featured in scores before. It has this unique ability to sound both joyous and tragic and sad and heartbreaking at the same time. Conrad Pope's Pavilion of Women is truly a magnificent score, one of the finest I've ever heard, and is our number two best score of the new millennium. Enjoy.
Thank you.
the epic sounds of composer Conrad Pope for the 2001 film Pavilion of Women. Again, a lot like On the Beach, which we featured in our first score, if you do not own this underrated hidden gem, then please go out and find it. It's available from Verez Saraband Records. You can go to their website. I'm sure it's there. If not, it'll be on Amazon. It'll be at your favorite CD retailer, wherever. It's there. It's to be had. It needs to be listened to, and more people need to hear this score. And I really hope the samples that I've provided for you on today's program have really made the difference, and you are out there right now just wanting to get a hold of this score. It is absolutely spectacular film music. And it's only our number two soundtrack of the new millennium. What's in at number one? We'll have that for you when we return.
You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to the show. We're listening to the very best scores of the new millennium, and we have finally made it to our number one selection, and it is Speech Time. Those that are fans of this show, that have been with this show for a while, know that I obviously like to talk. But when it comes down to talking about one of the very best scores written in the past 11 years, I actually think it's even better than just that. It's really one of the greatest scores of all time. It really is. And it comes from the 2002 film Signs, with the original score by James Newton Howard. So if you have the patience, just let me explain to you why I feel the way I do about this score, and then we'll play the score for you. This is simply the best thing James Newton Howard has ever composed, and it is a brilliant example of monothematic scoring, theme variation, tension building, coherent start-to-finish scoring, intelligent horror scoring, and musical storytelling. This is a score that, now don't take this too lightly, I honestly mean this. This is a score that's up there with the likes of John Williams' Jaws. The three-note motif heard throughout James Newton Howard's score works just like the Jaws shark motif does in Jaws. It signals that the aliens in the film are close by and plays in various volumes based on where the aliens are. The closer the aliens are to our heroes, the louder and more complex the music gets. Also, film music is about emotional manipulation, and Howard does this brilliantly in this score. The great example of this is in a cue called Brazilian Video. Now, if you've seen the film, you know what we're talking about. Here in this film is this big reveal of the alien. You get to see what they're looking like. It's halfway into the film's playing time. And pretty much at this point in the movie, we all know what's going to happen. The news anchor in this scene tells us, and so does James Newton Howard. Howard builds his music to the logical conclusion that we're going to see the alien for the first time, and both the image and music are pretty much going to scare us out of our seat. But even though we know all of that, M. Night Shyamalan's wonderful direction and editing, along with James Newton Howard's music, still manages to scare the living bejesus out of us the moment the alien steps on screen. That's the sign of great movie making and great emotional manipulation in the music. It's not a cheap shot, but it could easily have backfired. Now, the scene could have played without music when the alien appears on screen, but Newton Howard's music manages to make the scene work, even though he is musically telling us, get ready for the monster, because here he is. And bang, we get this big crescendo to an orchestral blast. And, well, we need to change our shorts. That's it. Director, music, they've grabbed a hold of us. We're in for the rest of the film. What also fascinates me about this score is the opening titles. It really is daring. Here we have an over-the-top main title piece in this day and age that could have easily failed, but I'm really glad to see something like that in modern day cinema. You don't get too many main titles like that anymore. usually for a film like this, you get something more atmospheric, a little more eerie. That wouldn't tell you anything. But for about a minute and a half, James Newton Howard lets it all hang out, and he just drives this score home, and you know what the thematic material is going to be. You know how this score is going to evolve, and the themes and ideas from the main title reference back to the end of the film. There's another track that I absolutely enjoy. It's called The Basement because of the split-second switch in emotion. We get this nice, tender family theme for The Last Supper. Then all of a sudden, the alien motif returns. We can't see the alien, but we know he's there. Newton Howard's music tells us, which is again why I reference Jaws when talking about this score. And of course, there's the track The Hand of Fate Parts 1 and 2. Really, no further discussion is necessary. Simply brilliant, and some of the best music ever composed for cinema. It works on so many levels. It's just film music perfection. The score also works brilliantly away from the film because of its coherent nature. The three-note alien motif goes through some wonderful variations from mysterious to heartwarming to evil to loving. A composer who can do so much with just three notes must be doing something right. Now, I probably overanalyzed this score and probably didn't say anything new, but rarely do I get a chance to praise scores in this manner. So thank you very much for your patience. And now, the very best score written in the new millennium. It's James Newton Howard's Signs. Thank you very much for tuning in. I really hope you enjoyed this four-part special, and we'll see you next time.